Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center joining us right after this. Hey, cattle producers, we've got a great set of cattle coming up this Friday, May 3rd, on Superior Livestock Auction's regular Friday auction. This is on Dish Network, Satellite 231, DirecTV, Channel 345, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. is the video auction start time. Superior Sunrise before that at 7:30. We'll have 42,000 head of cattle to work through this coming Friday. Some Holsteins, 12,800 yearling steers, 7,000 yearling heifers, 8,000 weaned calves, 12,000 calves on cows, and about 1,700 bred heifers, bred cows, and cow-calf pairs. There'll be some good-looking Florida calves coming from the southeastern part of our country. If you want estimated time that a lot will be offered, you can contact the folks at Superior Livestock, 800-422-2117, or go to the website, superiorlivestock.com. That phone number again, 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auction. Jim Robb is the director of the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver, and he indicates that the break-evens that the LMIC tracks on a regular basis for our feedlot industry finally starting to head the right direction, coming closer and closer back to black ink.
I think that really is an important turning point in our monthly calculations for the month of March. Corn prices have moderated some, especially late in the month and then into April. But feeder cattle prices, we've had 23, 24 months of consecutive losses in our calculated numbers on cattle feeding returns, seem to be turning a bit of a corner. We had a little bit softer on the corn market, but importantly, we've had some ratcheting down in feeder cattle prices and really bringing those much more in line with the level of cattle feeding returns and profitability. In fact, for the last several days, as we've calculated these up, they've continued to decline. And our break-evens now for cattle placed in early April are in the upper 120s per hundredweight. That includes all costs of production. Much more realistic than we had just a few weeks ago when we were in the mid-130s, and at the beginning of March when we were in the lower 140s per hundredweight. So there is really a bit of a sea change going on, kind of the rationalization, especially of the feeder cattle market. Hopefully we get a little bit more help on the cash corn side, and this will come together where we'll be much closer to break-evens. The break-evens now are the lowest that we've calculated since January 2012. So I think this is worth noting, and worth noting that the markets are adjusting, and there is a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, especially on the cattle feeding side, and especially if we can get a decent corn crop here in 2013.
Jim, some folks are saying that maybe by summer we'll see some profitability in our feedlots once again. How does that jive with what LMIC is predicting?
I think that really does jive, especially if corn prices continue to moderate. Again, maybe a little bit of gray skies over that are these placement numbers. Many of these cattle were placed against the summer months in this latest USDA report. But I think that really is a strong possibility. Certainly, we still have to use good risk management practices and be watching the cost of inputs, feeder cattle and corn especially, and hay. But it's certainly a much different picture than a year ago, and really a different picture than 6 weeks or so ago.
Meanwhile, things are looking differently when it comes to the international marketplace as well. As we ended 2012 and came into 2013, there were high hopes that the Japanese market for U.S. beef would be tremendous this year, as they were in the process of going to a higher level of acceptance regarding our beef imports. In other words, accepting beef from animals under 20 months of age previously, now accepting beef from animals under 30 months of age as of the 1st of February. But there is a fly in the ointment. That fly happens to be named the Japanese yen, their currency. And according to Jim Robb, it is proving to be a rather significant fly in the ointment.
Well, we've had some rather disappointing red meat exports and even poultry exports the first 2 months of 2013. And really one of the keys is the value of the yen, the Japanese currency, versus the U.S. dollar. It's been a major change since October in the value of the yen. For several years, the value of the yen had declined, which helped support our exports, and that really changed in October. And then with their monetary policy changes in Japan, the yen has actually up compared to mid-October by over 25%. that directly translates into beef they're buying from the U.S. costing more than 25% than it did if the prices had stayed the same. And even in the last few weeks, the yen value has depreciated from their perspective by about 4%. So Japan is one of these key markets. It often is our largest beef export market on a tonnage basis and often is our most valuable beef export market. So there's been some mixed signals here. We're kind of lowering our trade expectation forecast a little bit. We do have a few positive wins with respect to Japan, too, but we'll have to overcome these higher and higher costs that they're seeing just because of currency exchange rate.
Overall beef export tonnage down a little bit from a year ago. That means a little more beef has to be consumed by domestic consumers.
You know, we've had domestic consumer demand holding up rather well, and so it's not a large increase, but in most recent years, we've had per capita consumption in the U.S. or per capita disappearance going down for total red meat and poultry. Because of this change on the export markets, it could creep up here a little bit in 2013. Not a lot, and probably the markets can handle it, but we're no longer really gaining strongly like we did a few years ago in the export markets. But again, it's still a very important market. We export quite a bit of our product, and we want to maintain those markets, but we have to watch some of these subtle influences like the exchange rate more than we had to several years ago when exports were not nearly as big a portion of the U.S. Beef marketplace.
Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Coming up Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. will be the Hall Coyote Hills Ranch Limousine and Limflex Production Sale. That'll be at the ranch, Chattanooga, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 163 head, including 50 purebred and Limflex fall pairs, 10 purebred and Limflex spring pairs, 15 fallbred purebred and Limflex heifers, and 10 breeding age purebred and Limflex bulls. For more information, call them 580-597-3006 or go to hallchr.com on the web for more information. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.